This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, February 24th. Well, the wheat markets last week were kind of mixed. Kansas City for the week was up 8, Minneapolis up 3, Chicago unchanged, corn down 1, soybeans down 3. But that doesn't really explain very well the price action of the week. Of course, you had a three-day weekend before last week. So we come in on Tuesday and the markets were very strong on optimism from Chinese business, on some chatter that there was crop losses in Northern Africa, and all kinds of little things contributing to a bullish push to the market coming out of a three-day weekend. But that was really all we got for the week. The next couple days, the markets chopped sideways in trading inside the range from Tuesday. And then on Friday, we started to break down. And that really kind of started on Thursday for Kansas City and Minneapolis. Chicago was trying to hang in there, but on Friday, Chicago tested the high from Tuesday, ended up with a pretty sweeping outside day lower. Kansas City, Minneapolis had an outside day lower too, but Kansas City was just, you know, continuing on down. So Minneapolis and Chicago, well, Minneapolis testing the swing lows from mid-February, not quite that deep for Chicago and Kansas City. But today we're coming in at just a normal weekend, but the stock market is down 800 points. The coronavirus is spreading rapidly to countries where the World Health Organization did not expect to find it, primarily Iran. So this tells us that, it's spreading beyond where they're trying to tamp it down, and it's getting into Western Europe. So this clearly is not even remotely under control. And so the pressure in the equities is also acting as a drag on the grain space as well. In fact, you know, all other markets except metals and the dollar somewhat. So this is kind of what you might call a black swan event, where it's just completely, you know, not in the typical supply demand realm of where you're normally looking. So again, you know, if you're going to see this much of a drag on the equities, a drag on world commerce, nobody wants to send their ships to an infected area. Certainly their employees don't want to go there, and you don't want those ships coming back. It's just going to shut down supply lines. It's going to shut down trade, and obviously ag space pretty dependent on those very things. So that's what's going on. That's kind of the overarching issue that's going on. We have other things going on as well. On Friday, we had the export sales report. Wheat, 406,000 tons, which was just above the low end of the range of estimates, but a pretty solid number. Hard red winter wheat made up 166,000 of that, spring wheat 78,000, white wheat 79,000, and durum 7,000. Corn export sales at 1.2 million were at the high end of the range of estimates, and soybeans 497,000 tons was below the low end of the range of estimates, from 600,000 to 1.1 million. Last week we also had the Ag Outlook Forum from USDA. For wheat, they're estimating acres at 45.0 million acres, which is right at where the trade is looking, and it's down 200,000 from last year. Wheat yields at 48.2 bushels an acre, down 3.5 bushels from last year. Obviously, last year was a pretty stellar year. Despite all the flooding and the rain that wreaked havoc with soft red wheat, hard red winter wheat in the central plains primarily and up in the northern plains just was off the charts for yields. And that's going to kind of come back down to trend line is what we would project at this point. Production at 1.836 billion bushels, that's down 90 million from last year. And ending stocks at 777 million bushels is down 163 million from what USDA is projecting the 1920 crop will be. So production only being down 90 million bushels, of course, that's coming from a drop in abandonment, especially coming out of soft red winter wheat, where it was just a pure disaster last year. Just rained and rained and rained. Couldn't get the corn and soybean crop seeded. The soft red crop just completely got deluged and ended up just being a lot of abandonment, number one, but also quite a bit of poor quality. So we're looking for that to kind of correct itself. Actually, soft red acreage was up this year, hard red was down. And so that's why I've been harping on this spread. The Kansas City versus Chicago spread in particular just went, it went to a dollar discount, which is off the charts as well. To see it even be discount at all is unusual. But to see it go a dollar was really extreme. And that seems to be where buyers were willing to step up and stop the bleeding. And that has held the market since. We chopped around between 70 under and 90 under for quite a while. And I think that range will probably hold. But as you get into the growing season, and certainly toward harvest, if you haven't had significant problems in soft red winter wheat, then I would expect that spread will narrow up quite a bit. Because you're going to see again a drop in hard red production, and not only from acres but also from yield, because that's where the big yields came from last year, and you're bringing those down this year to at this point trend line. And then, of course, soft red would recover on yield and an increase in acres. So you could see a significant shift in the fundamentals with Chicago versus Kansas City. And that's why we're working on this spread, not only for the 2020 growing season, but I think even more importantly for the 2021 growing season. It's highly unlikely that you would be discount, Kansas City would be discount to Chicago for 3 years in a row. That would take an extreme amount of fundamental disruption to the market. And we're already seeing the beginning seeds of that being corrected with the acreage situation, what it is, and with the weather situation, what it is. It's still wet across the Midwest, but we're not drowning. And even in the Central Plains, the moisture conditions are pretty decent. So that's probably why your spread hasn't really moved a lot lately, because hard red winter wheat looks in good shape as well. But I do think that that's a position that is worth carrying for quite some time into the future. Minneapolis now, of course, is starting to have that similar effect. It's discount to Chicago and probably will stay that way for a while. That again is simply because of the production issue. And this year, probably looking at another increase in spring wheat acres because of the drop in hard red winter wheat across the northern plains. And you're going to have a production problem in spring wheat to get that spread back above soft red. I think that will come down the road. Usually Minneapolis carries a good 50 cents to a dollar premium over Chicago, but that's going to take time to correct itself. Probably about the same amount of time that it will is taking hard red winter wheat. But it's coming, and those are opportunities that are just sitting out there. It's a matter of just legging into that position and holding it for the long term. So, world wheat values look like they're holding steady this week. Over the weekend, Russian FOB offers are reported at 220 to 223, which is steady with last week, but it's still down $11 over the last 3 weeks. And those are that's some of the pressure coming into the world market. Although we've seen the European prices hold pretty firm, as France has had a huge increase in export sales. But I think that the market's really going to be looking at the coronavirus. That's the overwhelming focus here as we come into this week, and it's obviously not a positive development. And I think that the market, already was kind of leaning bearish. We were already struggling to hold rallies. We hit our seasonal highs early, which is a bearish sign. We didn't come up into early February. It was mid-January. And we peaked early, and that's usually the sign of a market that just can't hang on to the upward momentum, which is a sign of a bearish market. And we're looking at a notable increase in production across the northern hemisphere, especially out of the Black Sea. Here in the U.S., an increase, well, actually a slight decrease, but weather conditions are good. Moisture conditions are fine pretty much everywhere you look across the northern hemisphere. And we're looking at a record crop coming out of Russia, which will be the number one factor driving prices as we get into the summer. And that's going to be a tough one to overcome, because they're going to be selling a lot of last year's crop right before harvest, and we're going to be seeing a big harvest coming out of Russia. So I would expect that the Russian farmer is going to be aggressive selling through the summer, and that's going to be a struggle. unless they have a weather problem. And obviously that just changes things, changes the longer term outlook. But until we see that, we're going to go with very good moisture available to the crop when it breaks dormancy, which will get it at least the first third of the growing season out of the way, if not halfway home. And then one or two good rains and pretty much you're there. So at this point, the market is factoring in big production, record production out of Russia, which sets world price for the most part. And they've made inroads to huge markets. And so we expect that they're going to have a massive presence in all regions, not just North Africa, but into key markets like China and Southeast Asia. So these are things that the wheat market is grappling with, and it's not going to get any easier. So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.